Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him.
To seek
out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
Interface complete.
Yes, and it is time to go in because the interface is complete. What does motherfucking Christmas mean to me and you? Wednesday. We're going in on it today, people. You know, everyone is growing up with different beliefs and practices. Some celebrate Christmas, some celebrate Hanukkah, some celebrate Kwanzaa, wherever the fuck you celebrate. You know what I'm saying? Come let the world know. Yeah, that's real. Guess what I believe in practice? Bring your ass, people, and find out. It's going in after this here live. Starship Smelly Prize, man. It's the Fatback Game. Fatback Band, man. And this is called Is This the Future, man? Y'all need to listen to this, man. This is wrote in 1975, man. That's real. Come on.
They say it's just the sign of the future.
Damn, boy. That's a powerful song, man. Shouts out to the Fatback Gang, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the Fatback Band, excuse me. And, yeah, man, that's signs of the future, man. I mean, if y'all listen to that right there, yeah, and apply that to the day, shit. You tell me what the fuck has changed since 1975 and now than what we're living into right now.
Welcome once again to the national show, the only talk show.
There ain't no motherfucking national show. You know what I'm saying? We is the national show. We the international show. We is everywhere. You know what I'm saying? That you motherfuckers is not. And that's probably never would know well. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's everywhere. Yeah. And I'm looking up the definition of Christmas, man. Y'all hold on. I'm going to get y'all the definition of Christmas. Yeah, according to Wikipedia. See what this Christmas shit is all about. Do, 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 do. Christmas on Wikipedia. Here we go. Let's go into it. Yeah. All right. Christmas Day or Christmas is an annual holiday celebrated on December 25th that commemorates the birth of Jesus of Nazareth. The date of commemoration is not known to be Jesus' actual birthday and may have initially been chosen to correspond with either the date exactly 9 months after some early Christians believed Jesus had been conceived, a historical Roman festival, or the winter solstice. Christmas is central to the Christmas and holiday season, and in Christianity marks the beginning of the larger season of Christmastide, which lasts 12 days. Although a Christian holiday, Christmas is widely celebrated by many non-Christians, and some of its popular celebratory customs have pre-Christian or secular themes and origins. Popular modern customs of the holiday include gift-giving, music, an exchange of greeting cards, church celebrations, a special meal, and display of various decorations, including Christmas trees, lights and garlands, mistletoe, nativity scenes, and holly. In addition, Father Christmas, known as Santa Claus in some areas, including North America, Australia, and Ireland, is a popular mythological figure in many countries associated with the bringing of gifts for children. Because gift-giving and many other aspects of the Christmas festival involve heightened economic activity among both Christians and non-Christians, the holiday has become a significant event and a key sales period for retailers and businesses. The economic impact of Christmas is a factor that has grown steadily over the past few centuries in many regions in the world. The word Christmas originated as a compound meaning crisis mass. Yeah, it is derived from the Middle English word Christmas and Old English Christmas, a phrase first recorded in 1038. That's the first time I ever heard that 1000 and something else, because I'm wondering where the fuck our damn years went. All right, 1038. Christ is from Greek Christos, and Mass is from Latin Missa, the Holy Mass. In Greek, the letter X, Chi, is the first letter of Christ, and it or similar Roman letter X has been used as abbreviation for Christ since the mid-16th century. Hence, Xmas is often used as an abbreviation for Christmas. Celebrated as a major festival in most countries, even whose populations... Y'all just read all that. Yeah. Basically, I don't give a shit. I mean, you know, this is just a whole bunch of bullshit. Honest. You got the, who the fuck is you? Considered to be the original Santa Claus, Center Claus, or Saint Nicholas. Man, you motherfuckers is crazy. Yeah, man, Kris Kringle, all this bullshit. Dutch, modern-day Turkey celebrating the bullshit. New York celebrates the bullshit. Let's see, bullshit, bullshit, more bullshit. right, now that I read all the bullshit about Christmas, let's read some bullshit. Let's see what Quan's all about here. Y'all motherfuckers don't know shit anyway. That's a damn shame. You teach your motherfucking kids about something you don't even know nothing about. You know what I'm saying? But our motherfucking kids know about everything else because of the media portrays it. They know about drugs. They know about smoking and toking and fucking and sucking. They know all that. Yeah, how they know all that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The problem that I had with Christmas, man, is when I motherfucking went through my days of being live too, you know what I'm saying? Thanks, Mom, you know? And Pops, you know what I'm saying? And Grandma and my whole motherfucking family who'd been duped into that shit and steadily motherfucking, you know, practicing that shit. It's the simple fact, man, that Christmas time is supposed to be a time of giving, right? It's supposed to be a time of giving. It's supposed to be a time we all come together and, you know, the family is one and, you know what I'm saying, we all loving each other. But the problem of it is, man, is it's timed. It's on a time limit, which people run their daily lives on that same premise. Like, it's a time limit. Like, once a month, I only got to love you once a year. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers don't show no love, you know, year round. But then they want to wait till the end of the month to sit up there talking and say, oh, I love you. Hey, what you getting me for Christmas? Oh, matter of fact, no, I want this, that, that, and that for Christmas. But they ain't do shit. What the fuck you did throughout the year to earn, you know what I'm saying, what you got? Nothing. You know, now motherfuckers, they break their necks. Hold on, man, let me go cue my porn music up. You know what I'm saying? If I go off in this motherfucker. Matter of fact, I ain't going to do the porn music, man. Play some jazz. I can, you know, stay a little cool. Because this time of the season, I really don't like, you know what I'm saying? Because it brings out the worst in people. You know what I'm saying? It was supposed to be the best. It brings out the worst in people, man. People run around trying to stress to get a motherfucker a goddamn a gift that you spend more on people than you ever spent on yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's one problem that I have with Christmas. You know, people, you sit up here and you treat somebody else better than you can ever treat yourself. What the fuck purpose is that? What is the point of that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, Christmas should be a reflection of how to treat yourself. If anything, it should be a reflection of how to treat yourself. You know what I'm saying? And most people don't even reflect it like that because they don't treat themselves right. They don't treat themselves properly. You know what I'm saying? You don't treat yourself like you the shit. I'm the shit. I don't give a fuck nobody don't think it. You know what I'm saying? And think I'm vain or think I even give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm the shit. Because every single day of the year, 365 days, anybody who knows smells so good know you can get anything from me. You feel me? I mean, as long as you ain't trying me over. I mean, if you ask and you shall receive. That's the whole key word, key message of life. Ask and you shall receive. Back in the days in slavery, we didn't know nothing about no motherfucking bitch coming down a goddamn chimney and shit. You feel me? Even the house niggas in the motherfucking, in the house didn't even know nothing about no motherfucking Santa Claus coming down no goddamn chimney and all this old bullshit. You know what I'm saying? What the hell? And now motherfuckers is believing that? I mean, motherfuckers, black people, you done forgot that you came out the goddamn cotton fields. You didn't come from no motherfucking hi-ho, the cheerio, deck the halls bullshit. We wasn't singing that. You know what I'm saying? You know, nobody was singing that in no motherfucking slave field. You know what I'm saying? Bitch was singing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, coming for to carry me home. And then one point that was made, and I hope she called in by Weedlet, you know what I'm saying? You know, she said it all came about, all this Christmas shit came about when everybody became Christianized. You feel me? Yeah. I didn't know nothing about this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? All this shit was just a veil put over my motherfucking eyes, man. And then when you get the veil put over your eyes, and now you turn around. Now, okay, let's say I'm 31, so I celebrated Christmas back in 1978 and officially celebrated it like in the 80s. That's when, you know, 2 years old, that's when you recognize a fucking gift and shit and actually play with it. These stupid ass parents go out here and spend $200-$300 on a goddamn 1 year old who can't even play with the motherfucking gifts. The fuck is the point of that? And then you bitches in debt for the rest of the year and shit, trying to pay off some goddamn shit to make your fucking 1 year old look good. When you ain't even treating yourself the same, you only spend $300-$400 on yourself. You feel me? I mean, and for a purpose. And I don't mean go out there and, you know, get you a goddamn $100 fucking hairdo, $100 goddamn outfit, $100 pair of shoes, and ain't gonna spend $100 at the club. I don't mean that. Because that ain't doing nothing for nobody. You know what I'm saying? You could have took that same $400 and flew your ass to fucking Hawaii on a round trip ticket and had a motherfucking $100 to spend when you got there. You know what I'm saying? Because the tickets are only $272 right now. Man, I just have a real problem with the image of Christmas nowadays. You know what I'm saying? When I turned 30, man, I started reading this and reading that. You just get a different perspective on life, man. The major issue is it just stops people from caring, really. Motherfuckers do not care 364 days, 362 days a year. Put it that way. Because bitches actually take some time out on Thanksgiving to try to come together and feed their fucking face. You know what I'm saying? Get a little nourishment, you know. But even Thanksgiving is meaningless. It's motherfucking meaningless. You know what I'm saying? Do the research behind, you know what I'm saying, thanks for giving and see if you thankful for giving. I mean, where's your motherfucking ass at back in the days? You know what I'm saying? When bitches was in that slave field, picking that motherfucking cotton. You know what I'm saying? Getting the goddamn scraps from the table, throw it to their motherfucking ass. That was their Thanksgiving. Motherfucking the pig chitlins and all that shit. You feel me? Come on, man. Y'all might have me go in. Ain't no preacher. You know what I'm saying? But don't push me. And, you know, the other thing that pissed me off, too, is we teach our kids this motherfucking Lily White holiday, but we don't even take the time out to teach them about Kwanzaa. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I done hit a chord, didn't I? I done hit a fucking chord, yeah. And I'm talking to my motherfucking black peoples out there. No offense, others. You feel me? But this is a direct reflection of my motherfucking community, my background, my whole being, everything about me. You know, it's basically a motherfucking lie. And when you wake up to that realization and you keep motherfucking doing that shit to your kids, that's when you start having problems with yourself, which you should. We got to start our own traditions. Fuck Christmas, fuck Hanukkah, fuck Kwanzaa. Because if you don't know the meaning of none of that shit, it is meaningless. Start your own tradition. Give a gift date every fucking day. You don't know when you're going to die. Why you going to wait until December 25th? How you know that all year long you done saved up all your money? You done saved up all of this to this one day. And then you die on motherfucking Christmas Eve. Shit happens like that, people. Shit is ironic like a motherfucker. You know, and life can come and go. Life will come and go. Just as quick as you motherfucking open your eyes, as quick as you close your eyes, life will come, life will go, life will pass you by. And if you sit up here and let somebody else manipulate your motherfucking thinking, then that's what's going to happen. Can't Christianize. Well, people don't even know religion. Calling yourself a Christian, calling yourself a Baptist, calling yourself all these motherfucking names and shit. When in actuality, this shit is taken away from of your true identity. Because you don't even know who the fuck you is. You trying to worry about being a Christian. You trying to worry about being a Baptist. You trying to worry about being all these other kind of motherfucking religions instead of just worrying about living. That's the whole simple thing of life, is living. Check this out, y'all. Let's go into some Kwanzaa. How about that? Kwanzaa is a week-long celebration held in the United States honoring African heritage and culture, marked by participants lighting a kanara, which is a candle holder. It is observed from December 26th to January 1st each year, primarily in the United States. Kwanzaa is considered one of the primary holidays within the U.S. Christmas and holiday season. Kwanzaa consists of 7 days of celebration featuring activities such as candle lighting and pouring of libations, and culminating in a feast and gift giving. It was created by Ron Karenga and was first celebrated from December 26, 1966 to January 1st, 1967. Let's see. It celebrates Black heritage, unity, and culture. It means celebrates unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. Ron Karenga, who created Kwanzaa in 1966 as the first specifically African-American holiday, although the historical Juneteenth, which a lot of people don't even know about either, Juneteenth African-American holiday had been celebrated since 1867. Karenga said his goal was to give blacks an alternative to the existing holiday and give blacks an opportunity to celebrate themselves in history rather than simply imitate the practice of the dominant society, which is what the fuck we doing, man. You know what I'm saying? We don't know nothing about no fucking Christmas. You don't know nothing about no fucking white man with no goddamn beard sucking on a motherfucking cigar, riding on a goddamn Harley with a bitch on the back with a titties hanging out, talking about this is Miss fucking Claus. We don't identify with that bullshit. So how the hell you going to sit up here and say that this is our holiday? Kwanzaa, people, this is your alternative. If you want to celebrate something, I celebrate the day of gift giving. What is that? That is every fucking day that you need something, I'm going to give you a goddamn gift. Whether it's a gift of conversation, it's a gift of life, or it's just a gift of saying hello to your motherfucking ass because you just needed a goddamn hello. The name Kwanzaa derives from the Swahili phrase Matunda ya Kwanzaa, meaning first fruits. The choice of Swahili in East African language reflects its status as a symbol of Pan-Africanism, especially in the 1960s. Kwanzaa is a celebration that has its roots in the Black nationalist movement of the 1960s and was established as a means to help African Americans reconnect with their African cultural and historical heritage by uniting in meditation and study of African traditions and common humanist principles. We don't do none of this shit. Black people, when the last time you told your motherfucking kids to light a candle when the electricity wasn't out? Yeah, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. But this shit has been around since the motherfucking 1867. Juneteenth, all the way to 1966 when it's just, you know, reiterated. Black folks, study your heritage. You know, get back into you. Get back into your culture. Get back into your history. You know, we need to refocus back on uniting with each other in meditation. We will not do that. You know what I'm saying? We unite with each other on fucking Sundays at a goddamn church house. When you got so many motherfucking backstabbers, scallywag, fucked up people that's in the goddamn church house that want to critique you from coming in this motherfucker because of your shorts or because of your shoes when the Lord say come as you are. You know? But then this same motherfucking preacher and all these other deacons and all this shit steady telling you go out and motherfucking buy gifts for the goddamn pastor and shit. Buy Christmas gifts and all this bullshit. Black churches ain't even sitting up here practicing Kwanzaa. Instead of keeping you motherfuckers in the dark, in the bullshit loophole. You feel me? Man, please. Y'all motherfuckers just do your history. Do a search on your history before you want to celebrate something. You better celebrate Life Day. Life Day is every motherfucking day. Because the world is a crazy and strange fucking place that would take you off of this bitch any motherfucking time it gets ready. So the only thing you need to do is celebrate life. Fuck a holiday. Fuck a holy, so-called holy day. Come on, man. You celebrate something that is celebrating a paganistic, which is a mythological. It's mythological. It's the same thing as pagan. The same fucking words, people. It's paganistic practices. You are idolizing a motherfucking image. What you don't even understand, you are idolizing this goddamn fucking white dude that you won't have no connection to. None at all. Hell, when my mama and daddy ain't even dressed up in no motherfucking Santa Claus, they're talking about, you know, Santa Claus is coming to town. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Michael Jackson did see goddamn mama kissing Santa Claus under the mistletoe because Joe Jackson was bringing his ass in there dressed up like the black goddamn Santa Claus. Steady fucking the kids' head up. Because when they turn on the TV and they're looking at all the goddamn commercials, we goddamn Santa Claus on the Harley, Santa Claus at the fucking mall, or Santa Claus, you know what I'm saying, on the beach. You know what I'm saying? All these are white images, man. These ain't no motherfucking black images. Man, all right. The first one is a stamp. Christmas ain't even got a motherfucking stamp, you bitches. Nah. The first Kwanzaa stamp was issued by the United States Postal Service on October 22nd, 1997, and at the National History Museum in Los Angeles, California. In 2004, a second Kwanzaa stamp created by artist Daniel Minter was issued, which has seven figures in colorful robes symbolizing the seven principles. The seven principles being unity, self-determination, collective work, responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. Which we all need to motherfucking really, we don't practice none of that shit, you know what I'm saying, which is the meaning for me doing this show, so I know how to go ahead and turn back the motherfucking hands on this Willie Lynch letter. Turn back the pages on this Willie Lynch letter, 1712. I mean, until you realize that you have been Willie Lynched and you are still hanging by a motherfucking string, you will motherfucking keep telling your kids, go dress up for Halloween as a fucking goblin instead of as a motherfucking of Malcolm X or Martin Luther King or Maya Angelou or Sojourner Truth or any real black image. You know what I'm saying? You motherfuckers go out here and still take Halloween as a negative image of it. It's still another time for gift giving. I mean, what the fuck did that went out the window? When you're giving candy to kids, you are giving them a gift. That's how they're perceiving that. They don't perceive that as, you know, oh, I'm just going around and putting on a costume to just, you know, somebody. No, they're going around with the expectations of receiving a gift. A gift of anything. You can give them money. You can do candy, food. It doesn't matter. So Halloween is just another Christmas. It's just Christmas early. It's another form of this paganistic bullshit. It's a day of gift giving. Which even that day, motherfuckers get all elaborate and stupid and lose their goddamn minds to try to impress the next bitch when you was just as broke as the next bitch. And fall into that goddamn cycle of oh man, I got to impress the motherfucking my neighbor. I got to buy more shit than he got. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you go out there and now you sitting up there, you actually, you know, competing, man. You making yourself just as broke. You know what I'm saying? Which in the end, after Christmas is all over, and then you get back to the asshole in you. Because now you're faced with the motherfucking bills and all these goddamn overdo this, overdo that. Just because you sit up here, took a loan out, or you sit up here and borrowed money from Peter to motherfucking rob and pay Paul, or you motherfucking took some money from Sue and now she want goddamn money back or she finna sue your ass. You feel me? I mean, the meaning of Christmas is lost. The meaning of life is lost. The meaning of gift giving is lost. The meaning of love in one another is lost. The meaning of unity is lost. The meaning of celebration is lost. The meaning of faith, purpose, all these, all this has been lost. Creativity, lost. We don't even create anything anymore. I want somebody to make me and send me a macaroni necklace. That's all I ask. Don't send me shit for Christmas. Send me a macaroni necklace that I know you sat there and took your time, your love, your caring to put that together. Because that's what Christmas means to me. You know, taking time out to show love to another person. And true enough, Christmas every fucking day of the year. But if it takes one day of the motherfucking year for you sons of bitches to open your eyes up and actually do that, then you need to do that tenfold. Do that to the, I mean, from the time you wake up, you need to jump your ass up and be like, damn, today is Christmas. I have to give every fucking thing I can possibly give tenfold because I don't do it during the motherfucking year. So this day, I'm going to give everything I can tenfold. I'm going to work on 10 cars when I only worked on 2. I'm going to take out 10 kids to the motherfucking Chuck E. Cheese when I normally only take out my nephew. That's gift giving, people. That is a true spirit. Spirit. That is a true spirit of life. The true spirit of this holy season. That is what it is. A holy season. It's the holy day. It's not a holiday. It's a holy day, people. Come on, man. We got to tighten up, y'all. I mean, it's time, and it has nothing to do with us. It is your children that are the direct reflection of the bullshit. So it's either you're going to keep them in the bullshit, or you're going to do something else. Listen, during the early years of Kwanzaa, Karinga said that it was meant to be an alternative to Christmas, that Jesus was psychotic, and that Christianity was a white religion that blacks should shun. However, as Kwanzaa gained mainstream adherence, Karinga altered his position so as not to alienate practicing Christians, then stating in 1997, Kwanzaa, a celebration of family, community, and culture. Yeah, Kwanzaa was not created to give people an alternative to their own religion or religious holiday. The origins of Kwanzaa are not secret and are openly acknowledged by those promoting the holiday. Many Christian African Americans who celebrate Kwanzaa do so in addition to observing Christmas, you know. But, you know, Kwanzaa celebrates what its founders called the seven principles of Kwanzaa, or Nguzu Saba, originally the seven principles of blackness, which Karinga said is a communitarian African philosophy consisting of what Karinga called the best of African thought and practice in constant exchange with the world. These seven principles comprise Kawaida, K-A-W-A-I-D-A, Kawaida, a Swahili term for tradition and reason. Each of the 7 days of Kwanzaa is dedicated to one of the following principles as follows. Umoja, which is unity, to strive for and to maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. Kuji Cha Gulia is self-determination, meaning to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves, people. You're not doing that. Motherfuckers do not have self-determination. You have to have an alarm clock to wake you up. You're not self-determined to get your ass up. I don't have no alarm clock to get my ass up before 12 o'clock and do this show every day. I have never had an alarm clock. I do not believe in it. If the Lord want me to wake up, he will open these eyes up to the greatness of the motherfucking creation that he has created. And that is everything around you. Ujima is the collective work and responsibility to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and to solve them together. This is what our community is missing. Collective work and responsibility. Everybody, that's why you got a church on every corner. Because they're not focused on collective work and responsibility. They are focused on collecting their own little profits for their little motherfucking church, no matter if it's only from one person to five people, or if they all came together, they could be motherfucking splitting 100,000 people's money, you silly motherfuckers. And then you would have the whole community coming together as one, instead of, oh, you coming to my church tomorrow, or I'm going to come to your church next week. But all every motherfucking week, ain't number four people in the goddamn churches. And it's on every fucking corner like a liquor store. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. It is time, people, for us to build. It is time for us to maintain our communities together. It is time for us to make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and to solve them together. Ujima. Ujamaa is cooperative economics. That is to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses and to profit from them together. Where have I read anything about Christmas that would make you feel so good inside about yourself that Christmas don't follow no principles? There are no principles for Christmas. The principles of Kwanzaa, I'm 31 years old, and this is the first time I have ever truly read and understood the seven principles of Kwanzaa. And if I ever did want to take up a practice, I would probably take up Kwanzaa. But I'm not taking up anything. I create my own holidays, my own holy days, because every day is a day of love. So every day you're supposed to go out and motherfucking do whatever you got to do. You know what I'm saying? You have to put others first before yourself. It's called selfless. Selfless love. When you have selfless love to where you would take a bullet for a motherfucker, then you've really found yourself. That's when you really taking yourself into another realm. I'll take a bullet for anybody. I don't really give a fuck about life. And I died 3 times, and I'm still here. Yeah. So, you know, you got to thank the Lord each and every day that you get a breath to breathe. And it's a blessing for anybody you talk to. It's a blessing for you to be able to hear this broadcast. Honestly, this is an extreme blessing. The Lord called me home, but he didn't call me home. He was like, you still got some work to do. You need to tighten your ass up, though. We'll go ahead and take you up off this motherfucker because you've been a little unappreciative. So what I did, tighten my motherfucking reins up like a fucking reindeer so I can go and blast off. But I ain't never seen no motherfucking reindeer fly in the sky. No goddamn sleigh behind that bitch. No motherfucking sack of goddamn presents. No fucking white dude sitting in it talking about ho-ho-hos. Unless he was a motherfucking pimp. Keep it moving, people. Naya means purpose. To make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. We need purpose. We need purpose, people, to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. We are the greatest people on this planet. No offense, others, but black people are the greatest people on this planet. We are the creators of everything in your world. Do your history and it will come back to darkness. Yes, which was once light. Came out of the darkness. Come on, man. All right, kumbaya, kumbaya, like kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya. Kumba is creativity, to do always as much as we can in the way we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than when we inherited it. One thing that aggravates me with that one statement is because you got all you stupid motherfuckers every single day that ride up and down the streets in your Escalades and your Phantoms and your motherfucking Hummers and your 24-inch rims with your $5,000 paint jobs, all of this flashy fuck shit, but then stop at the stop sign and take a look around your community. Why does the stop sign look like it's about to fall down? Why is the motherfucking the crossing light, the crossing sign for the kids has almost been knocked down? Why is the streets, you know what I'm saying, got all the same? You're wondering why you keep busting your tires and shit because you keep rolling up and down a raggedy-ass street. When at the same time we sit up here and talking about we need the mayor to come in and fix our streets and shit. No. Bitch, we got public motherfucking contract. We got our own contract. We got black contractors that you can call and will come and pave your whole fucking road for little next to nothing. We got motherfuckers that can do every single thing that you some motherfuckers that run off and go bitch to the city council. If you came in your own community and made your own community council, which we don't even have, which you're supposed to have every fucking community, a community council that's supposed to be one member that goes and reports to the city council on what's going on in the fucking community. This is what we need. All right. Anyways, people, let me keep moving. Let me keep it moving. Imani. Imani is faith. That means to believe with all our heart in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, in the righteousness and victory of our struggle. Willie Lynch, I will never stop saying that until motherfuckers tell me to stop saying that, because I don't realize that, yes, I've been Willie Lynch since 1712. I have now woken up and I have that understanding that shit is fucked up. All right, let me flip this up. I got a call on somebody. Yeah, let me beam him up. Yeah, big ups my homeboy, Timmy.
Timmy.
Yeah, he live. Hold up, y'all. All right, get the up. There we go. 813. Sounds like we lit. In the building. Woman, you've been hearing me go off about this, shit. I'm finna call it an epidemic, because we in a motherfucking crisis.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. With all that has been said, I don't even know where to start, man.
We is in a serious crisis, you know? And people say, damn, man, you got a real attitude. Yeah, I do. I mean,
you sure
I got an attitude that I'm mad at my mama. I'm mad at my motherfucking grandmama. I'm mad at my grandma before my grandmama. Only ones I ain't mad at is the motherfuckers that was out there picking cotton before all the fucking bale of bullshit got pulled over our motherfucking eyes.
Don't be mad at your people, my brother. Don't be mad at them. That's where the plot begins. They want you to be upset with the people. They want you to be upset with your own folks. Even with the thing with the church, isn't it something that when we go to organize ourselves, the only thing that we can do is organize in the name of Christianity, which was something that was given to us by the man. So why isn't it that we can't come together and do something for our community collectively just on a community effort as opposed to trying to shove Jesus Christ down people's throats? Why can't we just come together? We got a church on every corner, but there are no activities going on in the community. You have all these churches going around, but the crime rate continues to rise. What's that all about?
And so-called rise. Where is the crime at, though? I'm out on the block every motherfucking day, 24 hours a day. Where's the crime at?
Check the suburban areas where people are still getting robbed. That's the story they don't want to
tell you. Oh, and the white man area. Because it ain't in the hood. You feel me? It's not in the hood where y'all sit up here. Yeah, where you sit up here and talk about the crime rate is what? The police are sitting, are burning up more gas sitting at the fucking Dunkin' Donuts than there is riding around the motherfucking block, because there is no need to ride around the block. There is no crime going on unless it's the crime that you create.
I want to say this about Kwanzaa. For the most part, I am halfway satisfied or saying actually pleased with the idea of Kwanzaa. And the only reason why I'm pleased with it is because Kwanzaa shows the fact that we can bring up and make up any goddamn thing that we want to. Call it Christmas,
anything.
Call it Thanksgiving, or whatever. The only thing that proved is that we can make up any story and get anybody we want to follow it. So for that reason, I am very satisfied with Kwanzaa. When it comes down to the Christmas story, you need to go back and check about Amun-Ra and Osiris. That's a story that came from the Sumerians long before the man even existed, long before white man sat up in a sleigh with gifts in it. That story had already been told back from ancient Sumeria, then passed over to ancient Egypt. It crossed over the land bridge with the rest of the people. That information traveled with us, and after a while they took it from us and then turned around and make us feel like we shouldn't even celebrate it. That's how good their tactics are. It was already ours. You should already know anything that good, we must have made it anyways.
Damn. also charged. Some African Americans also charged Kwanzaa as being a fraud and as a secular holiday meant to divert African Americans away. What the fuck?
Yeah, to divert them away from the plan of the man.
Who the fuck cares about Christianity or Christmas? My bad. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sounding like the Antichrist up in this bitch. I guess because I am.
No,
I don't believe in that fuck shit. I don't believe in Christmas. I don't believe in the holidays, period. Sorry. You don't give me shit on December 25th. I feel like you're spitting in my motherfucking face. Because if you can't do nothing for me 364 days a year, I don't need shit from you when I'm motherfucking dead.
It's true.
That is what Christmas means to me. Doing something when a bitch is dead or damn near about to die. That's the only time motherfucking family and friends decide to motherfucking come together. It's either at Christmas or a fucking funeral. Which is bullshit. I don't believe in that. No. Gift giving is every single day of the year. You give your friendship. That is a gift. You give your conversation to a person. That is a gift.
Time.
You give your time.
It's
priceless.
Yeah, man.
It's priceless. You can't even put a tag onto it. But the image, this is the only thing that this is what pisses me off. When you look at the TV and you turn on the television, what do you see before Christmas, Miracle on 34th Street? What commercial do you see? You see goddamn Santa Claus on a fucking Harley Davidson riding down the street with a big-ass stogie in his motherfucking mouth with a goddamn white bitch on the back with a titties hanging out in a goddamn Mrs. Santa scantily lingerie outfit. Talking about, oh, Santa's going home to get some.
The new sleigh ride.
Huh? Okay, so did you telling me December 26th, the day after motherfucking Christmas, now I see the same fucking white dude on a motorcycle with the big beard, with the fucking stogie in his mouth, with the white bitch with the titties hanging out. But now she just got her Confederate flag shit on. Oh, that's I still supposed to be acceptable. That's just Santa Claus.
Yep.
Mental mind state. Hell to fuck. Nah, it's mental mind state, people. You have to see. You got to see that. That's so diabolical, boy. The shit is so diabolical. We have been willing lynched so hard. I mean, when you actually start seeing the effects of it. I mean, I've read Willie Lynch. I done read the whole entire letter. I understand every single thing from the process to the ins and out. To even trying to, you know, figure out ways to truly reverse the motherfucking effects. But when you start really taking a step out of the world and looking at the world and actually seeing the effects of this shit, I mean, you're the greatest. We are the greatest people on this entire planet.
The only thing that changed is education. A lot of people, they hoot and hollered and ready for integration, but honestly, once we started being educated with the
we fucked ourselves
other
up.
People, we became just as ignorant as they were.
Right, because we learned a nation.
Our history. We know nothing about the truth of our heritage. We know nothing about where we came from, how we got here, because they want to tell us we came over here in slave ships and we came over here as a part of the Christopher Columbus. But through oral history,
we was already here.
We were already here.
Been here. Been here establishing, setting up governments and trades and all that with the Indians and shit. But then you motherfuckers want to talk about some goddamn Mayflower. This old punk-ass bitch was lost. He didn't even find what the fuck he was set out to go look for, and you bitches give this son of a bitch a fucking holiday.
That's why I do not accept the term African-American. I am a Native American. I was here.
Native American. They fucking right with Indians. Shit.
Man, the Indians on the other side, we're the natives, the ones who were here before they even recognized the Indians. When you go back and you dig in the ground and see what they're digging up, them faces that look like black folks, broad noses and full lips, what are they digging out of the ground right here in Florida?
Man.
What are they digging up?
Black people.
Black people.
Till we get the realization that, you know what I'm saying, that this whole fictitious story, man. You know what I'm saying? That is...
We
this whole fictitious story that y'all living, man.
We have artifacts over here that predate Jesus Christ. that shows that the Africans had migrated across the land bridge long before Jesus Christ's story even was invented or even came up or was thought of. The Jesus Christ story follows the story of Amun-Ra and Osiris. That's a story that we had already been telling. The only thing they did was change the name. That was already our story. So everything that you know about Christmas, everything that you know about history, all you got to do is go back and rechange the names and you know your stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But then, you know, you got to take the sugar coating off of it, you know, because they done sugarcoat it to make it sound sweet. You know what I'm saying? You got to take that off and put the lily white on it. That's what I call it. They put the lily white on it. You know what I'm saying? To make it seem like, you know, the nigga dressed in the black, you know what I'm saying, with the black cowboy hat. Yeah, that's the bad dude. Yeah, I'm over here with my white 10-gallon cap. I'm the good man. And the whole while, you the goddamn devil in the fucking disguise.
That's the whole thing. How do we identify the devil? Because for so long, we tried to identify it as male, tried to identify it as female, tried to identify it as black, white, Spanish, Mexican, anything over the bridge, but comes back to it. When you meet white folks, when you meet black folks, you find out they're the same people as you, and they're trying to figure out who in the hell is disenfranchising them. There is a they, that invisible they, that sits at the top and manipulates all of us. We're down here fighting simple race wars, trying to figure out if the black man or the white man has more than us, when the real truth is the other man, the one who has disenfranchised all of us, that 2%. What happened to that 2%? The ones that own everything, the ones that control everything. I don't know no white folks around here that own no Best Buy, no Circuit City, no Walmart. They don't own that.
That's on them. Look your history. So, Sam's sold that motherfucking shit out to Bin Laden and all his crew long time ago. All that shit is owned by other countries, not by what we think is American.
Disney World owned by the Nazis.
Do your history, people. Y'all been looking at the symbolisms too. 813, you're in the building too. I know it's my nigga Ashwood. Got Ashwood up in this bitch. You already know. Wood, do you believe in Christmas, brother?
Said Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what I was taught since I've been in here in this motherfucker.
Oh, okay, that's what you've been taught. See that key word right there.
That's what I've been taught. So I really don't know if it's real or not, though, because America's so fucked up, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying?
What is your interpretation, and as you have come into your grown man?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck what people had done, blew up your ass and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? What have you come into the realization? Have you seen anybody motherfucking... First of all, where the hell do niggas got chimneys at? For this old goddamn fucking cracker to slide down a nigga's chimney and bring some motherfucking shit. Where the fuck fireplace is at in Florida?
Only chimney I know is my motherfucking lungs.
Man, this is a bell. Hey, Q, this is Q, Q and Naj from We Lit on the line, Ashwood, you know what I'm saying, and vice versa. This is Ashwood, you know what I'm saying, from No Sleep Entertainment, one of the artists that be holding it down, you know, for regular game entertainment. Did his thing, you know what I'm saying,
love,
came through. And, yeah, we held it down, man, appreciate it, you know, do what we does. But yeah, man, this is. Do you know Kwanzaa? Do you know the meaning of Kwanzaa?
Yeah, Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa. Isn't that like a celebration or something like that?
It's a celebration of what?
Isn't that an African Christmas?
There you go.
Like that?
There you go.
Right?
Hey, and that's still.
I'm high right now. You gotta excuse me. I'm high. My fault.
Well,
yeah,
no, you just thinking, brother. You just thinking. You actually you're thinking. That's all that is. But see what you just said is kind of like, I can't think of the word when you put the same thing. You feel me? You can't really you can't say an African Christmas. There's no such thing as that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like there's no such thing as Kwanzaa. It's just made up to be the you know just a something just to give us something else to do.
Mm-hmm.
Besides believe in the Snow White fairy tale bullshit, to give us some actual
right.
purpose, to give us some actual meaning, to give us something to really celebrate, to give us unity, self-determination, to give us responsibility, collective work, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. I mean, I ain't never gotten none of that shit out no motherfucking Christmas. The only thing I got out of Christmas was a bitch drunk in my back seat throwing up, you know what I'm saying, from the fucking wild parties and shit. And that's pretty much it. And the motherfucker crabbed off of me. That's why the bitch so fucking drunk. But a bitch didn't give a damn if it was Christmas or it was any other day.
Because, shit, we party every day.
Come on, man. Every day, brother. Every day that your eyes open up, that is the new day of celebration.
There you go.
It depends on how you celebrate it. It depends on if you want to keep yourself in your so-called hell. People keep talking about, well, man, it's hell on earth. Man, get your out your box, and it won't be. Go to Hawaii, go to Jamaica, go to one of these other motherfucking countries and start talking that same bullshit and see if they don't run you the fuck up out of there because they don't want your goddamn negativity. There ain't no fucking such thing as no hell. Your heaven and hell is how you make it. Just like you're going to make Christmas or you're going to make Kwanzaa. Which one are you going to do? You're going to keep believing the goddamn this fucking white man is going to come flying in this motherfucker throwing gifts around and shit? Or you going to sit up here and get some purpose about yourself? You're going to go in the community and actually do something on that day.
Remember, there is no free lunch. So Santa ain't giving you nothing for free.
We need to, we need to organize for Christmas a kickball game. Fucking the biggest kickball game we can fucking have, and we just give gifts, you know what I'm saying, to all the goddamn participants who sign, all the kids that sign up to play the goddamn kickball games. You the motherfucking ones that are going to get gifts, you feel me? And everybody else that's on the outside, we just going to throw, you know, miscellaneous swag at you and shit as you hear. That sound like a bigger, better Kwanzaa, Christmas, whatever the fuck you want to call it, than any of this bullshit that's playing.
The way we did this thing, man, we've always done games and celebrations. We never exchanged no gifts and stuff like that.
Man,
only
I asked.
The only thing is produce and food from the farm for our next set of family members, and we gave them crafts and stuff that we made, which was usually clothes.
Right there. Stop. You see what you just said? Because earlier, this is all I asked. On December 25th, if motherfuckers feel like, you know, they have to be, you know, take out for that special day, only thing I want is a macaroni fucking necklace.
There you go, bro.
I want a macaroni necklace. I want you to make me a macaroni necklace. I don't give a fuck if you went and spent $500,000 on a gift. I will take you, take that shit back. I don't want it. All I want is a macaroni necklace. And people are like, why you want that, man? Because it didn't take, there's no value in that. There is no value. It's only love in it. That's the only thing that's in it. It's love. That's the only thing you can get out of it. You can't take it to the pawn shop. You know what I'm saying? You can't take it and give it. No, you can give it. You know what I'm saying? Because once you give it away, you know what I'm saying? You're just spreading the love. Like, damn, why you gave me a macaroni necklace? Because, baby, I was thinking about you. You know what I'm saying? This is, you know, I sat down and made this necklace. I took out of my busy time from being on the stroll, selling this and selling that, and actually took some time out to put you on my mind and to creatively come up with a gift that I felt that would be so from the heart. That you can always, this will never deteriorate. You know what I'm saying? You can hang this bitch up. You can do whatever you need to do. It will never go away. You will always have a lasting memory of it. I can go and spend $60 on weed. You're going to burn that shit up. You feel me? honestly, you're going to burn that up. That didn't have no meaning. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow, you're going to be like, damn, dog, we were higher than a bitch. That macaroni necklace still going to be there, though.
It is.
You feel me? All this other tangible shit, like we run out and buy a $100 pair of Jordans for your fucking kids and shit, 1, 2, and 3 years old, and then get mad because these motherfuckers run and go jump in a goddamn mud pile because they fucking kids and that's what they supposed to do. And they don't know nothing about the monetary fucking restrictions you putting on them so young.
Preach it.
You don't even understand that. You're Willie lynching your kids. With all this fashion and fuck shit, putting the earrings in their ears and chains, and then wondering why they get beat up at the fucking school.
Mm-hmm.
And then at Christmas time, I mean, at the motherfucker, your kids been assholes. They've been assholes 364 days. At 363, because they take off a day to go ahead and tighten up the day before Christmas and try to be the best motherfucking kid they can be to fool your dumb ass. Oh, he being good for one day. I'm going to go ahead and get him something. When if he was paying attention and giving this motherfucker attention throughout the entire year, he wouldn't be here at this damn point waiting for your ass to die to get your will money and shit so he can go and continue on. That's what Christmas is to me. Christmas to me is a funeral. Christmas is a time where everybody come together to send your ass off to the next motherfucking realm. That what Christmas, that's what it kind of boils down to. Because where do you see anybody else doing anything for you throughout the year?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
It's illegal to feed the homeless in the city, so... We tried
no,
to
get come
the
fuck.
Police said she was going to give us a ticket, and if we come out again, we're going to get locked up. So you work with that.
Hey, I think I'm y'all going to read about me in the motherfucking news, because I'll be the bitch that's getting going to jail, and I'll be the bitch that's in jail making all the motherfucking... What?
Behind hot soup. Coldest day. March coldest day, one of the coldest days of the year. We're trying to pass out hot soup. Police tell us not on the city streets. Can't do that. It is illegal to feed the homeless on the city streets.
Wow. But it's not illegal for these motherfuckers to be homeless on the goddamn city streets, though.
Oh, no, it's not illegal to be homeless as long as you don't cross the street. We watched the homeless man get ticketed $163, counted $163 for jaywalking, for crossing the street before the light changed. Who's going to pay it? Why spend the time writing it?
You're going to lock it to yourself.
Yeah. And this is our society right here.
Nobody downtown, huh?
This is our society right here. And you say it on a Sunday. Wow.
On a Sunday.
Wow. At the time of giving.
At the time.
This is supposed to be the season of giving, the spirit of giving, the all of that.
And they take the motherfucker's freedom.
Man, that's wicked. That is real wicked. I didn't even know that. You know what I'm saying? But honestly, I mean, people, you can't be scared of no fucking jail. Sometimes, hey, you got to bite the bullet, man. You got to stand up and do some shit that, hey, me personally, I'm going to be honest with you, I would have probably said fuck them and then continue to serve the soup until she called for backup, and you would have had to call the whole goddamn force out that bitch to explain how in the hell you stupid motherfuckers going to tell me I cannot feed these people that I'm not making sick. I'm just trying to nourish them, giving them some fucking nourishment. What? Please put the handcuffs on me. Put the handcuffs on me. Man. Put the handcuffs on me, because I'll be in the motherfucking mayor's office the next day after I bail out with my motherfucking papers that saying, hey, how in the hell am I motherfucking, and I'm going to go to jail every fucking day, and the news is going to be standing out there, because I'm going to go ahead and tell channel 9, 10, 13, 15, 18, public access, whoever the fuck going to come out there and hear the voice, and they're going to stand up with the cameras and then let you arrest me live on fucking camera. How about that? Sometimes we got to do things to stop the cycle. This shit here, we got to stop this cycle. I'm sorry. This is not a good look for us. Christmas is not a good look for black people. Anybody else, do your thing. I'm not you. I can't speak on Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, Chinese people, all other shit. I can only speak on my lost culture, my lost people, and it's time for us to find ourselves. And stop following these other motherfuckers. Stop following their shit.
That, brother, it ain't lost. If you know how to get to it, it's not lost. All you got to do is teach the people. It's time to re-educate. Get lit.
Well, that's what time is. It damn sure coming through this broadcast. And y'all know I got the live video show popping off January 1st. I'm going live on Wrecking the Gang TV, so.
Yes, sir. Right now.
Yeah, all indie artists, you know what I'm saying? If you got your videos and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you send them to me. Because I already got a lot of stuff in rotation already, you know what I'm saying? But by January 1st, I should have enough stuff on there to where, you know, I'm going to start out probably once a week, do a once a week show, you know what I'm saying, until I can get comfortable, you know, and then try to do it at least three days a week, you know what I'm saying, in between the radio show, because I'm doing a radio show every day, you know, so I'm going to end up probably breaking it up Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays or something like that, and do the video show, you know what I'm saying, to get that flip side exposure, but to get that actual, you know what I'm saying, so you hear the artist on the radio, but now you get to actually see the artist, you know what I'm saying, perform on their own little video.
That's good, man.
Yeah, you can match up, you know what I'm saying, get some visualization going on. But, yeah, man, you know, the whole purpose of this show really is just to find out, you know, what do people believe in? You know, that's the whole, I guess, basic thing is beliefs. Because of that's the whole manipulation. If I can get you to believe something, I've manipulated you. That's all beliefs is manipulation, is to get you to believe what the fuck I'm believing. Only thing I want you to believe in is just giving life, is loving life, staying blessed and unstressed. If I can manipulate any mental mind state to do that, I've done my job for the day. All I want you to do is stay blessed and unstressed and give the gift of love and life every fucking day of the week, year, hour, minute, every possible chance you get. I ain't talking about running out, talking about something, tell everybody you love them and shit and do all that goddamn Hare Krishna type bullshit and handing out flowers and shit. I mean, now don't get me wrong. That tickles your fancy. If that brings you meaning to do that, then that's what you go out there and do. But all I'm asking for is a motherfucking macaroni necklace. Simple. With love and care. And the love and care that you took out to make that one little item is worth more than $1 million motherfucking dollars. But people would be like, no, I'll take that. I wouldn't. I don't want no $1 million. You can keep that. I know how to make that. I know how to get $1 million if I want $1 million. Just keep striving on doing what the fuck you're doing. If you want it, you can always get there. You know what I'm saying? You just got to keep striving hard. If somebody gives it to you, it has no meaning. Therefore, that's why it doesn't last. That's why when people win the lottery and shit and become all these so-called millionaires, it's meaningless. The money is meaningless. They don't know what to do with it because the money is meaningless. You came from nothing. And now you are thrust into something. That's why all these big-ass stars are losing these big-ass billion-dollar houses and all this bullshit, because y'all fell into the facade too. Y'all fell into the Hollywood bullshit. They put the green screen up on you, and all you did was live in the green screen. You didn't live in no motherfucking houses, period. You never even own a fucking house. And nowhere in this world will you own a fucking house. I guess unless you're in Jamaica, and that's because that bitch is made of motherfucking bamboo and some goddamn leaves and shit. But or a hut and on a reservation and shit. But anything that's so-called around here in America, you never own. After you pay off your fucking house, what you still got to pay? Home insurance, mortgage, fire insurance, fucking this, that. You still paying $1,000 a motherfucking year. $1,000 a month.
Yeah, a month. Hell yeah.
You might as well stay your ass in the apartment and let the goddamn lawn get cut. You got your weight room facilities. You got all this shit. Honestly, the best place is just to be rent. But they give you this idea. Homes. Own a home now for $200 a month. But they don't tell you all the shit that comes in it, though. The homeowner's fees, the this, the that, the all the shit. The reason why these motherfuckers couldn't maintain the shit. Doctor goddamn Bill and Dr. Phyllis and shit, two doctors, but they can't maintain this motherfucking house. They fell into the facade.
As soon as you can't pay for it anymore, there goes foreclosure. Here it comes.
Let's take it. Let's take your home. Let's take all the money that you don't put into it, and let's go ahead and give another idiot the chance to live in your dream.
To
live in your dream. Let's let live in your dream. That's all it is. It's a big ass. It ain't nothing but a dream. And when you wake up, boy,
when you finish working all your life and working so hard, now you done bought that house and you own it, guess what happens next? You die. And then the next motherfucker got a chance to come around and do the same
and tear
thing
that
and
bitch
and
up. And either tear up all your motherfuckers. Tear up all your hard work. Oh, man. That's
y'all see what they did to the black pyramids and putting them counting. Before the court case was done, they had those things leveled out. They knocked them down. So everything that you worked so
hard.
Whoa.
What happened? What happened?
The black pyramids. Y'all missed that one. That was back in the 90s where the people of the Yamasee Nation came up and said that we are rightfully the Native Americans to this continent. And they built the black pyramids here on the United States rock. It was open. They sent in the feds to bring those people out of their dwellings, out of their homes, out of everything that they had worked so hard to create. And after the
they
court,
built pyramids to live in.
They built pyramids. No, it was a theme park, my brother. They had outside of the theme park, they had a place for residents to live. The people who were putting their time and interest into that place, they had already set up a cooperative around the theme park where they were living. That's how much work they had done. Dr. Malachi York. That's the name y'all need to know. Malachi York. But everything you work so hard for, everything that you figure you own, they'll come and knock it down with a bulldozer. So don't get caught into that facade of buying this or owning that. You can't own anything. A possession is it possesses you. You do not possess it. You'll get up and go to work every day for that land, for that house, for that car. But that car, that land, that house ain't gonna never go to work for you.
Mm-hmm. That's real talk.
Transliterated. Wait a minute. Mala, how you spell it?
M-A-L-A-C.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm spelling it all wrong.
H-I.
Yeah, it's like reading history, but who's the author?
Hey, you see, said one deep there. Who's the author, boy? Malachi Z. York.
There you go.
A.K.A. Dwight York, born June 26, 1945 or 1935. Mm-hmm. And that's so ironic how they say that now, 1945 or 1935. And I say that because man... How the hell we came from living 125 years and all these other shit to only living 3 scores?
Modern medicine.
How is it that Shango, man? Hey, how is it that you know your age? How you know when your birthday is? And I say that because we practice this so-called fucking say lights. Take your time. It ain't no daylight savings. And what the fuck is it saving you? It is taking time. It's fucking your whole mental everything up. Your physical, your mental. Everything is drained when the daylight savings time comes in. You never noticed that? How your whole body, your whole everything is changed. It is drastically changed. It changes everything about you. It changes the way that you now go out. Because it gets darker, so now you go ahead and you hurry up and get all your activities done because you feel like you're scared of the darkness or some shit. Like the daytime is no different than the nighttime or vice versa. You know, and so it makes you rush. Then when you get longer days, then you get lazy. You be like, fuck it, now I got all day till 8 o'clock, so I get that shit done at 7. Come on now. It's a drag down. It's a real fucking drag. And then and you got to kind of question shit like that to where Arizona don't practice daylight savings time. It's 2 states, I believe, that don't. And I know there's a couple of countries that be like, what the fuck is y'all talking about some damn daylight savings time? Come on, man. Let me read a little bit about this brother here. Let's see. Malachi Z. York, Isa Al-Hadi, Al-Mahdi, god damn, people. You know I'm taking up Arabic, right? Everybody, did y'all hear the show yesterday? Okay, each and every day here on the show, well, each and every Tuesday, it's Tuesday time for language learning. You know what I'm saying? Every single Tuesday on this show, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., you will learn a different language. We already covered... what the fuck that was? Polish. did Polish one day, did Spanish, and we just did Arabic yesterday. You can go to www.byki.com. That's before you know it.com. And that's where I'm, you know, that's where I got all the software. Free software. You can learn every single language that there is out there from A to Z. It's all in what you put your mental mind state to and let your brain suck up. Well, I guarantee you, your brain is not going to be able to suck up every motherfucking language. It is bigger than what you can possibly think of filling up. So do it. Fill that shit up. You know what I'm saying? Learn something. And one thing that, you know what I'm saying, I found kind of funny is me, you know what I'm saying, learning this Arabic language. Everybody in your motherfucking stores is what?
Arabic.
Everybody in your BPs, marathons,
Arabic.
Mom and pop stores are what? What did they used to be? What did they used to be? It used to be the Chinese folks. We used to be worried about, you know, Chang Pang popping up with a goddamn black peace sign on, talking about black owned and operated. Now they ain't even. Now they don't even. You know what I'm saying? Even do that. Now you just come in there. They speaking their shit all around you. They ox block snoop block shit. You know what I'm saying? Talking all about you and shit. You know what I'm saying? Spanish people had a problem with that too. You know what I'm saying? Until they got real Americanized. Now they don't even know their own language.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Uh-oh. Might want to silence some people. You talk a little too much. Everybody who comes to the motherfucking United States, period. When you land, you are giving up the right to motherfucking be identified as your native whatever.
Right.
You don't,
okay.
You don't really understand that. You is.
Hold on to this here. I studied public administration formerly, and I learned in my time in school that when the American dollar is weak, the best thing to do is sell it off to a foreign country. And since the dollar is really only like a part of a figment of your imagination, it doesn't really exist anywhere except for on paper, what they will do is sell off your land and your businesses. Those are called assets. So they have to sell it They sell it off to foreigners to strengthen the American dollar, to get people from the outside to come inside and work. And you sit here and wait and look and file for unemployment if you've had a job before, or take up some sort of assistance from the government because they haven't the means to pay you. They're bringing in outside money. When those foreign people come over here and buy those businesses, they pay with foreign dollars. They're not paying with American dollars. They're not paying with American work because they hadn't worked over here before. They're paying with the work that they did on their own land, and they're trading their goods and services. This is back to the old system of bartering and trading. They're trading with them things that are valuable from their country, giving it to the Americans so that they can come over here and own businesses and land, simply because the Americans haven't anything other than land right now to trade.
I don't believe in American dollar anyways. I know that shit is a promissory note, just as what the fuck is it telling you? A promissory note. You know, and what is a motherfucking promise? Blowing smoke up your ass. If I promise you to do something, I probably ain't going to do it. And just take that some wise words from the mouth that smells so good. If I promise you that I'm going to do something, I probably am not going to do it. If I say I'm finna go and do that now, that means the job is finna get done. But if I promise you to do something, that's like saying I'm gonna try to do it. You feel me? That key word there, that key hold back word, that try, that ultimate defeater of the human language. That one word, try. That is a trigger to the form of failure that you can never ever understand until you stop using it. And then you will see, like, damn, that shit had a real impact on the way I live life. Because when you stop trying and you start doing, shit will get done.
Straight up.
So you have that's why I'm like, English, man. I don't speak English. I do not speak English. I come up with a different tongue every single day. I don't know what y'all speaking. You might speak a dialect of this so-called bastard language or mixed up, melted, potted Tower of Babel language. But we don't speak English. Speak Afrikaans. Anybody speak Afrikaans? Anybody? Anybody speak our native tongue? Kwe Anon? Anybody? I speak a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm on BYKI. The first language up there is Afrikaans. A-F-R-I-K-A-A-N. Afrikaans. Tell me something. Let's look this up, people. Where does the word Africa come from?
Where did the word America come from?
Yeah, that is a good one too.
That's
shit.
Just some shit. That's just some shit they made up. And
let's find
they
out.
They told the next person, and now everybody thinking that's what the hell that is.
Yeah, because this is Wikipedia's. This is Wikipedia's little explanation. America usually means either the Americas, the continents of North America and South America, or the United States of America, which is you know, states with a plural, not state, not like one place. It means a whole bunch of motherfucking states all united together to form one central place, and that's what you call this Americrap. Americrap. Let me see. Let's try to get this. And that's... This is crazy. It is nothing that there's nothing, no meaning for it in Wikipedia.
80-20. Only believe 80% or 20% of the stuff you heard or read, and the other 80 you have to filter for yourself.
Yeah, there is no look, people. I'm turning y'all on some real shit. If you look up, go online and just type in the search, just type America in the search, Wikipedia always pops up. You know what I'm saying? It's like one of the first search results. There is nothing on here. There is no breakdown of America. There is no nothing. Okay, well, let's go on to America's then. Okay, my bad. America. Yeah, America. Didn't mean shit. Okay, so the Americas.
Well, wait a minute. Let's back up before we go into the Americas. From oral history, we learned that America, the name itself, Ameri, meaning the, coming from the term the American Moors, those people, those black people we talked about earlier who had already been on the continent, who crossed over on the land bridge, they were originally considered the Moors. There were the black people who were already here. The name America came from the Latin word, which means love, and it's for the love of the land. Ka meaning the land, as in Africa, the land. Ameri for the love of the land. So the idea of America came from the black people's love of the land. We were originally farmers and agriculturists. Therefore, the idea of America came from our love of the land. That's where America came from, and that's straight from oral history. You look it up, you find that you're doing good, but if you can go back and dig up your ancestors and your grandmothers and your grandfathers and the rest of those old people in your family that don't nobody really want to talk to no more, they're sitting there with all the knowledge and the information. You got to sit down and talk to them.
Hell no, settlement. Check this out, man. This is how they do it. Humans crossed the Bering Land Bridge comparatively late in prehistory. Humans. You don't hear no black, no white now. You hear humans.
Prehistory, prehistoric. Yes, prehistory. That we were crossing over a long time ago.
Oh, man.
Long before the Christmas story, long before the Kwanzaa story. We crossed the Bering Strait.
Large-scale European colonization of the Americas began shortly after the voyages of Christopher Columbus, starting in 1492. The spread of new diseases brought by Europeans and Africans killed most of the inhabitants of North America and South America, with a general population crash of Native Americans occurring in the mid-16th century, often well ahead of European contact. Well ahead of you motherfucking crackers talking about we knew anything about you motherfuckers. I was just as foreign to us is goddamn we was foreign to you motherfuckers. Native peoples and European colonizers came into widespread conflict, resulting in what David Standard has called a genocide of the indigenous populations. Early European immigrants were often part of state-sponsored attempts to found colonies in the Americas. Migration continued as people moved to the Americas, fleeing religious persecution, which is, you know, the main thing, how they controlling, you know what I'm saying, the world right now is with this religious shit. You know, keeping motherfuckers dumbed down because, you know, you keep talking about you a damn Christian. You keep talking about you an atheist. You keep talking about you a Baptist. But in the end, all you motherfuckers still praying to one motherfucking person in the sky or wherever. You still talking about one creator. So, all right, keep moving on because that ain't nothing but controversy. Let's see. Yeah, man, millions of individuals were forcibly transported to the Americas as slaves, prisoners, or indentured servants.
The hey, earliest known about that—that's real.
Come on now, the earliest known use of the name America for this particular landmass dates from April 25th, 1507. It appears first on a small globe map with 12 time zones, then a large wall map. Created
only because we did not have a written history. We were oral people.
There you go. There you go. Oh, man, this boy, when you start really reading, you have to understand your Willie Lynchness.
Yeah, man. The only
man,
thing I'm mad about,
the...
we should have had some armory. We should have had some motherfucking weapons. We had spears and shit and fucking tree sharp branches and shit while these crackers motherfuckers had guns and shit. That's the only thing I'm mad about. We shouldn't let this shit go down in the first place. We should have brought
no,
them
brother,
motherfuckers.
We are a people of love, brother. Everything I just read with that Kwanzaa, that is us. I mean, that is the true nature of a black person. But
that's why
I mean, the true black person is a soft motherfucker. We're not no Shaka Zulus. You felt me when you watched the Shaka Zulu. It took that nigga to step outside the box to actually tighten up and show niggas bloodshed. While we sitting up here bumping into each other with some goddamn shields and shit. You know what I'm saying? Then coming off of each other. No, fuck that. I'm finna come and just gut one of you niggas, and we finna go ahead and get it in. But I believe if it wasn't for Shaka Zulu, we would have still been a little bit worse. Because when the crackers came in, that nigga came in there and what? Fucked they ass up. While everybody else sitting in the motherfucking huts and shit, smoking weed, looking at lions to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
He out there getting it in. You feel me? He getting it in. So, I mean, you know, he taught. We are the Shaka Zulus. That's the way I look at it. We the violent images of black people. The so-called Americans are the violent images of our true selves. You got to look at that. You got to look at that. Anybody been to Africa, whether it's National Geographic or actually been there?
National Geographic. I've been there a whole lot of time.
Yeah. Which that's a smoke screen, blow up your ass. You know what I'm saying? Because all they want to go over there is talk about the fucking animals. They don't talk about the inhabitants.
Mm-hmm. They can't talk about that shit.
They don't give you the true culture. But then when you turn the chat to the Christian network, you got this bitch on here talking about, oh, we need millions of dollars to help the Africans because they're starving over here. She motherfuckers crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She motherfuckers serious. How the hell the richest continent on this motherfucking planet is starving? It's poor. If you motherfuckers get the fuck up out of there and stop trying to suck up the goddamn resources that we don't even use, that is the whole problem. We got all that shit. We don't use it. We use what we need. You come and over abuse what you do not need, but just what you want, your greed, what you want to take, what you want to manipulate. And then call it Christmas.
That's when they give you a little bit back. They give a little bit back to you at Christmas time. Everything they take, and then give it back to you a little bit. Present
and we're
by
gonna,
present.
Yeah, because then we're going to take that shit right back for tax time.
There you go.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Y'all over right there.
At the end of the year.
Y'all running around paying taxes and shit. When these motherfuckers is out here buying $4,000 bouquets of roses with y'all $787 billion bailout money, flying they motherfucking they whole families to Asia and shit just to have dinner and shit at a restaurant. This is in the headlines. This is where y'all. This is where y'all. You keep. You hear what I'm saying, y'all now? Cause I refuse to pay motherfucking taxes on my labor. What the fuck you mean? I went out and bought this shit. You didn't motherfucking do nothing. You didn't stand on this corner to flip this product. So why should you get any motherfucking money off of my labor?
All right, Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, if I can get Wesley on this motherfucking show, he'll be on this bitch, and we will go ahead and really get it in. It is time. It is time.
Hell yeah.
It is time, people. The veil is time to come off. It starts here. The buck starts here. It has to start with yourself before you can talk about anybody else. Pop it off yourself. So I'm here to pop it off. This is the initiation of popping this shit off. It's time to motherfucking get into our revolutionary mode. And I ain't talking about violent to go out and kill shit. You need to kill yourself, though. You have to kill every single thing about you and rebirth to you. Kill off everything that you believe in. Kill it. Take that shit outside, get butt naked, and kill it. And then rebirth yourself. Rebirth. You don't have to have no motherfucker putting his hand on your head to cleanse you and baptize you and turn you into a new person. Get into your own motherfucking bath water. If you have that mental belief.
Yeah, that real shit. That real shit.
You got that mental belief. Ain't who the hell your dirty ass hands, your hands could be dirty. Why your dirty ass hands gonna be touching my clean body? You clean yourself. You don't need no other man with his filth. He still has filth on him. Even them motherfucking priests themselves, they ain't talking about doing the bath. They got just as much filth, and they trying to drown you. That's what they literally trying to do. They want to drown you. They want to drown your spirit because you allowing them to come into your world. Put your fucking hands on me. I go ahead and dip into this motherfucking water myself. And when I come up, I'm going to be a new man because I did it on my own, unassisted. Unmanipulated, all me, just me and the Lord. Because in the end, when you in that motherfucking ground, it's just going to be you and the motherfucking Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't going to be no preacher there, you know what I'm saying, with his hands on your motherfucking casket and shit, talking about, oh, we finna clean this casket. What?
The
it wasn't even no preacher when your ass came out your mama's pussy.
Out the womb, exactly.
Where was the preacher at? There's a motherfucking preacher there when they send your ass to death row, though, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, they praying for your sins then. Oh, he ain't praying for his sins. Why the fuck you praying for his sins? You can't save that man.
$5 a prayer.
You can't save that man. What is you there for? Is that making you just feel, that make you feel good as a person? Because you read for a person who do not want to save themselves. Boy, look at here. Hey, I got the Church of Smell So Good. We'll be starting 3009. It's $50 to enter my church. And it's an annual, a monthly membership. See, I might as well be, you know, I might as well just be straight up open. When you want a motherfucker, at least be like, damn, at least he being open and honest.
Yeah, because these motherfuckers doing
because
that shit on the
law. I come to the church, a non-profit organization that's funded from the motherfucking government, to come into a place that's telling me, well, brother, we need you to donate to the pastor's need some new tires fund. Brother, we need you to donate to the pastor's Need Some New Shoes Fund. Brother, we need a new building. Brother, we need a new building for the kids. Brother, we need a new building for our cars just to be parked in. We need all of this from you, brother. And in the end, when we build all of this, please do not come and ask nothing from us because you will not get it back.
You will not get that shit back. We will laugh at you, your ass.
So, yeah, I'm just at least start my church. You know what I'm saying? Charge you motherfuckers to come in every month. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you going to get some kickback off of it and everything else. What you put in is what you get out of it. Because that's the whole thing with these motherfucking churches nowadays. You just ain't getting nothing out of it.
You ain't getting shit. You're spending 6 days a week going to church on a Sunday.
Huh? You in Bible study. You in this study. You in that. But you ain't studying your motherfucking self. You steady trying to study something else instead of studying your motherfucking self.
I got a question.
Having people in church. It's true.
Why people never graduate from Bible study? Like, I mean, you graduate from school, you graduate from college, Bible study all your life.
Hey. Come on now. Now y'all getting this too.
Book.
Whoa. Damn, that's
same
real.
Yeah, 70% of the church going to hell anyway. They just trying to make it look good. Motherfuckers think they go to church and they going to heaven. Half of the motherfuckers ain't getting in.
Man, brother, your heaven is motherfucking here.
In your heart, baby.
Your heaven, you was living, man, I'm in heaven every day. I can come on this radio station
straight
and talk
up
to different states and countries. And people, you know, enjoy what they hear and the shit that they have never heard before. I'm teaching shit that people never even could even think to think that they would learn. You know, Willie Lynch letter 1712. Who knows anything about that? You know what I'm saying? But if you don't know anything about that, you know nothing of yourself. You know nothing of yourself, honestly, because that one little pamphlet is so fucking diabolical. And it ain't been a nigga since that motherfucking letter been wrote that's wrote a pamphlet that's been able to reverse that motherfucking effect. Everybody can write books on it and talk about the Willie Lynch this and Willie Lynch that and what it's done, but nobody's written a book to motherfucking counter the effects of the shit. How to become Willie Lynched.
Oh, they wrote those books, but you can't get your hands on them. That's called Marxism, communism, socialism. You can't get your hands on the books on how to un-Willie Lynch yourself. You can't do that in a capitalist world, and we're living in a capitalist world right now. So if you want that knowledge, you're going to really have to dig for it. And it ain't coming through your public education system. It ain't coming through your public college system, or not even the private college ain't going to teach you no stuff like that. You're going to have to go out on your own and look for it. And then holler at me about freedom of speech and about freedom of the press when you find out half of those books are banned.
Oh, man. And then that whole word right there, free and dumb. That's so funny that you put free and dumb all in the same word, boy, because that's so fucking true. Bitches think they got freedom. It's so dumb, man, please. Only thing that's free in life is your life. That is it. You pay for every fucking thing else. You're about to pay for air around this motherfucker. Man, you're talking about some fucking free shit.
I just paid my oxygen bill yesterday.
Yeah, you paid for AC. Y'all know what I'm saying? Fucking up there. You got your clothes. You know what else killed me? Y'all hear about this big 12-mile iceberg that's finna hit Australia.
They talking about blowing this shit up.
But you knew about this 10 years ago. Why are you finna wait till it gets so close to drop a nuke that's finna cause all the motherfucking aquatic life around that area to disappear? If you blow that bitch up, if you drop a bomb big enough to blow up a 12-mile radius, what are the ramifications that are going to happen to the wildlife and all the surrounding aquatic life, including the motherfucking people on land who depend on the shit to come out of this water for some of their livelihood? But they knew about it 10 years ago. They knew about the motherfucking the ice shelf breaking apart 10 years ago. But now all of a sudden, you motherfuckers is in the, what the hell they want to call it, the global warming, I don't know, race or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Now everybody trying to come up with, you know, ways we can reverse the greenhouse effect. What the fuck you mean? Nigga knocked down all these goddamn wasteless warehouses. All these fucking trucks that you got on the road. When we got motherfucking cars nowadays that run off of batteries. Smart car. Why in the hell did you still... Come on, people. Freedom of the mind. Free your mind. Stop being dumb. This goddamn, man, this old fucking story, fake fairy bullshit. It's over. It is literally over. It's time for us to put our motherfucking dashikis back on.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? You see, look at the motherfucking dynamic effect of that, man. You see how diabolical if it would be if 100 niggas right now started walking around with dashikis and backing our motherfucking tribal well. I ain't talking about carrying no spears, no motherfucking shields. I'm just talking about get back to us, the true nature of us, the unclouded version of us without this fucking cotton that we picked. We picked this motherfucking cotton. Why the fuck we got this shit on for? You are wearing the work of your ancestors. You are wearing their hard earned blood, sweat, and everything else they did in them fucking cotton fields. We sitting around here putting the shit on and don't give no thought about it. Like the white man run this shit and you know, he created this for us. Hell nah, man. It was niggas in the field that's why you got these goddamn cotton t-shirts. That's why you got cotton socks. So you got all this cotton shit on. But you would think Haynes your way made it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me beam another motherfucker up in it, man. This is my Mexican homeboy. Let's get another perspective on this shit here. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if they even celebrate goddamn Christmas in Mexico. Kofi Bone, straight out of San Jose, California. Straight
well, ho, 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 and Mary Joe or Mary Jane.
There you go. I'm talking about Mary Jane up in this motherfucker. Hey, home skillet.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Let me ask you something, brother. What does motherfucking Kris Kringle mean to you? Is
Kris
that a donut?
Kringle
is that a donut?
Christmas or Santa Claus? When I was 7 years old, I fucking set booby traps all over my house to catch Santa Claus, and I found out it was my parents.
Hey.
So that's what Santa Claus is, my parents.
Hey. And, when, and how you felt when you heard it?
Oh, I was destroyed.
Exactly.
I was destroyed. You know what caused it when Santa Claus told me that he wasn't going to give me that gift. So I'm like, wait a minute. And then the little elf that was the helper was like, okay, your time is up. I was like, I didn't get a chance to talk to Santa. So that's why I set up, I booby-trapped him because I wanted to talk to him. So I was going to let him go. But,
this
you know,
what you,
I found out it was my parents.
You should have told them.
And to be honest with you, it's like all these little white children.
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
No.
Oh.
Check this out.
I thought,
and
yeah.
The funny thing is all these little white kids, they believe that shit. They believe that a fat man fits down a skinny-ass chimney and delivers you gifts.
But look at the setup, brother. It's more diabolical, especially when it comes to white kids, because they have all the props set up in place. You feel me? We don't have no props set up in place. We don't. Ain't nobody in this motherfucker. Nobody in the state of Florida has a chimney in their fucking house.
Thank you. How did Santa Claus make it from the North Pole to Florida? It's too hot down here for all that crap.
Obviously, Santa must be breaking and entering if he's delivering gifts. With no
Santa's on a Harley Davidson. Santa don't even got no fucking sleigh no more. Santa got a goddamn blunt in his mouth, big titty bitch on the back, you know what I'm saying? And riding down the street talking some ho ho ho, because I'm finna go hit this ho ho ho.
Hey, but be honest with you, that's what I'm gonna be for Christmas, because I'm gonna throw a Christmas party and I'm gonna dress up like Santa and I'm gonna fuck me some ho ho hoes. And maybe eat them too.
At least you ain't lying to your kids though. and telling them that
this
shit is.
You know, I take Boo News. I take Boo News pictures for Santa because, you know, I just try to do it so I can, you know, I don't know, be sane, I guess you could say.
Just to be in with everybody else. Just you just doing what everybody else doing.
Spirit. I know people laughing my big old ass with a little ass chihuahua sitting down next to Santa Claus getting a picture, but I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? That's my child. I treat that little dog as my child.
That's
He's not a dog that goes and gets slippers and shit like that. He sits down and watches TV with me. Straight up. I mean, he likes Sex in the City. He loves all them bitches. You know what I mean? And I'm dead serious.
He got a personality of his own, man.
Hell yeah. He got
man,
a personality.
That's dogs a, ain't no different than humans. They just,
that's right.
We all just on in the same fucking chain. You know what I'm saying? We're all in a food chain. You know, you can talk and communicate with every fucking animal if you take your time out to.
Yep.
What's
right.
How they different than humans then? The motherfucker actually went off on me. Talking, man, I ain't no motherfucking dog. Bitch, you is a dog, ignorant motherfucker. You can't even think. You ain't even smarter than the dog. You ain't even smarter than the dog. Fucking dog smarter than you, man. A dog will run out of a burning house. A dog will wake your stupid ass up while you sleeping in the fucking bed, dreaming of getting some pussy and shit. A dog will come and wake piss on you, do whatever it's got to do, and then in the end say fuck you, and then get the hell out of the house's damn self. So how you motherfucking, you're not compared to a dog. You're not compared to a cat. How you not compared to a dolphin, squirrels, and every motherfucking thing else that has its own communication?
We all creatures.
All creatures.
We all creatures.
We are.
You came from crawling. You didn't always. You didn't walk straight up. You didn't come out your mama pussy walking.
Your mama was walking and you just decided to come on
just
down.
Just dropped
you know
out.
I mean?
Yeah, fuck it. Thanks, mom. Appreciate that. I'm a holler at you. Yeah, you came out with Jordans on and shit. Hell
yeah,
fuck
you know
no.
what I mean? Just came
oh,
on down.
Come
like
on,
elevator.
Man. Come on, people.
Like an elevator.
Oh man, that's too crazy, man. That's too
hey, man.
Crazy.
What you screaming at the world? What did they do to you now?
Nah, man. Brother. Ever since I turned 30, bro, I just come into my complete grown man. You feel me? I'm just really into my completeness with me. You know what I'm saying? Loving me, everything about me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm you know, yeah, man. When you come to that point where you don't give a fuck about fashion, monetary value, and the only thing you love is life itself and the people that's in this motherfucker, that's a special feeling.
Yeah, I wish I was you,
man.
Brother.
That's where I'm at. I'm one with me, bro. I don't give a fuck about nothing. No monetary, no clothes. Walk outside
you give
and
a
be
fuck
butt
about
book
the Nike that I'd be the wise one.
Man, game. Only thing, only reason I give a fuck about them because you signed them motherfuckers. That's the only reason I give a fuck about them, dog. You feel me? Because it's got somebody who I care about. I met. You know what I'm saying? And dog, I'll tell you live, dog. I love you, dog. You feel me? Because you a real
you
motherfucking
too,
person. You know what I'm saying? That I met. And went a million fucking miles away to connect with his brother. You know what I'm saying? And he was just as real as what y'all hear on this motherfucking broadcast.
There ain't no fake in the funk, man.
Yeah, that's the reality of the world, though. But then the Millgate walking niggas, you feel me? You know, they tell you they stand in a penthouse in Clarksville and shit. You know what I'm saying? At the fucking Hyatt Regency and shit. It ain't even no Hyatt Regency in goddamn Clarksville. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is that? Hey, but anyway,
one bed
and shit. Yeah, that's one bed.
At least
hey.
We had two.
We have to include two of y'all in the sucker. You like who the fuck we talking about? We have two, right. Three individuals from Milwaukee that have mm-hmm. taken it upon themselves to make us their mission of hate.
What?
Yeah, there are E fans and gangsters all in one.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, because we have MySpace pages dedicated to us. We've had multiple YouTube videos over 10 minutes in length.
So what's the problem with that?
That motherfucker sat down
for 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
How?
I don't even talk about the chick that I fucked the night before for 10 minutes.
Man,
you know what I mean?
We getting like, this all the way from Milwaukee.
And these motherfuckers never even met us to where they're sitting there talking about us. And they
well, that's
act
how
like
popular you guys
poor.
Are. That's
they
how
act
popular
like
yeah,
they're
yeah.
not poor. That's the yeah, funny yeah. thing. It's like they're talking shit about me. They got dirty dishes in the background.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They got
laundry clothes all over the
hey,
house.
Hey, Kool-Aid cups. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, little kid sip cup. Talking about, motherfucker, I'm going to kill you. I wish you would.
Yeah, man. This was the last incident. Dude did a 10-minute video, and you can go on YouTube. Just type in DJ Smell So Good, because
yeah.
for some reason, it's a popular video. People actually... You know, really, it's a catch-22, because when people go in and all his, you know, people from Milwaukee go and look to find out, all the comments is like, well, who the fuck is Smell So Good?
Of course.
So all you just did was have a bitch go and Google me or do whatever the fuck they got to do to find out who the fuck Smell So Good is. Because you bitches took 10 minutes out your day to sit up there and talk about another man.
I met you, and you know I couldn't even talk about you in 10 minutes.
Bruh, come on, man. 10 minutes.
I'm sorry, brother. You know what I mean? It's like, damn. All I can say is, you know, Smelly's a real motherfucker. Straight up real. You know, you got some people that like to hide behind the phone, little phone warriors that think they're somebody. But then when you meet them, they're like totally opposite. Smelly
yeah,
is
yeah.
a real motherfucker. R-E-A-L motherfucker.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Hey,
try
brother, you know I love you to
that,
the fullest,
man.
Like I said, I just can't wait till we meet again. Straight
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the next one is Cali. You know, I'm coming up to the home turf. Fuck that. We met on somebody else's grounds. You know what I'm saying? We got whooped, too, so fuck that. Pedro,
yeah.
bitch, we still, yeah, you still in the fucking shit house, nigga.
Hey,
trying
can
to
you
whoop
just roll it up just so nigga know?
Oh, God damn. Come on, Goof, just let me roll it up, man. I'll roll it up for you. See, y'all can't write no rhymes, man, because y'all ain't high. Nigga, we just smoked 4 blunts of perp.
Nigga, this is me and Smelly's weed is what I wanted to tell them.
For real, bro. That shit, that was... And then what we talking about, y'all, when we went to Las Vegas at November 5th through the 9th, when we got there, you know what I'm saying? Of course, niggas ain't finna... We should have traveled with weed and shit, because the way our airline sucks, I mean, hell, these old Geritol motherfuckers looking for vitamins and shit. They ain't looking for weapons. They ain't looking for nothing else. They looking for vitamins and shit. All these old people looking for skincare lotion and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? They ain't looking for nothing else. I mean, my co-host came all the way from Australia. They left all of her damn nail clippers and all the other shit, but they took her goddamn $30 bottle of Victoria's Secret lotions. Oh, yeah. She said she spent like $100-something on all these lotions and all this shit. They took every single one of them, but left her with her nail clippers, files, and all this other kind of sticky in the fucking eye objects, though. Right. Right. Homeland Security. Don't you feel secure? Shit. That was that one movie, y'all. What the fuck was that? I'm gonna get you sucking. They arrested, got the old lady and shit. They got her all cavity searched. While you got all these other motherfuckers walking through with grenades, bombs, launchers, and shit. You know what I'm saying? Dressed like terrorists. This sweet old lady coming through and shit. She go
they
off because, yeah, because her vitamins in the bag or something go off and shit. They got all up against the wall. Up against the wall. Go. We got a terrorist.
They're letting all these other motherfuckers go through. Go ahead, buddy. It's all right.
Ah, man. We know y'all are homeboys. We are. And let me put a stop on that music. Because that's the whole thing you got to understand about the us, just this United States. This is a melting pot of thieves, rapists, murderers, child molesters, polygamists. Anything that you can call negative is what this is all made up of. This is what it all was. It came off the backs of slaves, true enough. You know what I'm saying? But once we was complete,
fucking slaves, remember that shit.
Once we was complete, once the mission was complete and the shit was built in the image that they wanted, which when you look back, is still built in our image, which is a whole fucked up part of about the United States. It's actually a replica of Egypt. If you fly over the United States, fly over Washington, D.C., you actually see so many monuments that are the exact replica of everything that's in Egypt, in Africa. It's a direct reflection of Africa. We home. We home. Actually, we are home. Motherfucker, you talking about going back to Africa. Why? You already here. I mean, all we did was came here and built what the fuck we knew.
Yeah.
We built the image of what we knew. How you going to, what else image are you going to build?
Okay.
But the image that you come from.
Amen.
Hey. That was a city that was built, by the way. Hold on, let me go back to that. That was actually a city that they built. It wasn't for like a carnival or anything. With the pyramids and everything in Putnam County in Georgia. I mean,
yeah,
they actually
in Georgia?
This is only 30 years ago. But they built an entire city of temples and pyramids. And then these motherfuckers, and they was all this. Come on, man. Now, but then you turn around and look at the Waco, Texas. Look at all these other polygamous groups. That's what they label them now, polygamous groups. But they doing the same thing, but they don't have identity. They don't have no identity. They don't know what to build an image of. Because they go to Europe. What is in Europe? Nothing. There are no mosques. There are no temples. There are no nothing. There's nothing but open fields, vineries. You know what I'm saying? Why are y'all in slaughterhouses? I just gave you the whole pretty picture of Europe. You ain't even got to go there no more. And weed head.
Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. I want to go to Europe.
And Nazis. That ain't going to fuck with you, but because of the American blowed up image, you would think a Nazi is a motherfucker that's finna kill you if you talk to him. Man, please.
Talk to the Nazi.
Them motherfuckers, it's more the motherfucking white folks here? Shit. They put any Nazi on the motherfucking door when it comes to hatred.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on the door. But then you want to sit up here and talk about, yeah, they hated Jews. Yeah, they did. Because that was the ideology that they was tricked into through Hitler. But just like you motherfuckers are getting tricked into the ideology that you were free because your goddamn black president stands on the motherfucking podium and says, hey, everybody is free, you dumb motherfuckers. But we let the fact that
we
he just called us dumb motherfuckers. We just let him call us dumb motherfuckers, though. Huh?
You know, no disrespect or anything, but it's just, he's a front man. The whites still control the motherfucking America.
Real shit.
For real.
That's some real shit.
No,
for
it
real.
Ain't. No, it ain't. White folks
he's
don't control shit.
Boy. He just signs
white
what they tell him to sign.
Not control America, bro. These other countries and other continents and shit are what's controlling America. China is controlling America.
No, bro.
We are right now in the image of China. We are not. You might as well call yourself
a
Chinaman.
Motherfucking Mexican.
You
I
more
mean,
Chinese than you.
But
than
it don't
you
make
anything
me
else. Well, everything that's making you up is made by the Chinese, from your American flag to these goddamn raggedy ass tennis shoes that you paying $150 and $200 for when they made for $5 a pair in a goddamn slave shop or sweatshop.
My shoes are made in Italy, Louis Vuitton, baby.
How much do you have that's made in America? You don't find too much made in the USA. You see made in China, made in Korea,
not made in the USA.
The
fuck where
made
else?
In America is the fake replica jerseys. Them are made in America.
Yeah.
How you feel about America?
In a garage.
Feel like it's fake in a replica. That's how you live in America and feel like it's fake. You feel like it's a replica, but you're more willing to buy something outside of the country
And you wonder why somebody China or the next country owning us, owning our land. You got to buy
so
homegrown.
On our currency. Your currency ain't worth shit. You go to any other country right now, man, they pissing on the motherfucking American money, man.
Hell yeah.
Can't even afford European
currency. They pissing on it. Look, go do your current exchange rate right now and see how, let's see how much, fuck that. Let's see how
whoa,
much.
Whoa, no, I'll give it to you right now. What you want to know, Smelly? Because I got
current,
everything right
on,
here.
On the phone, tell us how much the American dollar is just worth, period. To anybody, I don't give a damn. To a peso.
To the
30, you know what I'm saying?
Cuba. Hold on,
that's 37
pesos in Cuba.
37 pesos. So you get 37 pesos for each American dollar?
Hell yeah, I'm about to get $1,000 to go there and get a fucking mansion.
Wow.
Man, we actually worth something somewhere. Wow. Well, who fuck trying to run to Mexico? Bitch, Mexicans trying
to
get the fuck up out of Mexico.
Brother? What you trying to say, brother?
Who's running to Mexico?
Not me.
Exactly. But, well, fuck it. Who's running to Africa, which we should be?
All right, check this out. For $1 American.
One BK buck.
In Japanese, it's only 1 cent.
Bam. That's
in
what we get.
In Europe, it's $1.45. In the Chinese yen or yuan or whatever the fuck, it's 14 cents. The Canadian dollar, it's only 94 cents. The British pound is $1.63. And a Mexican peso, it's only 78 cents.
So, brother, you ain't running nowhere with $1,000. Your shit ain't even
a
dollar.
Oh, you want to go to $1,000, brother.
Your shit ain't even a dollar, brother.
Well, you want to go with $1,000? We could go with $1,000. Here we go right now. Can I get a drum roll at least?
All right. Well, shit, the switch probably don't cut the fuck off. You know, we on the after hours, so
Yeah.
There you go. Shit.
Never mind. Here we go. $1,000. The Vietnamese, oh, you'll live like a king with $1,000 in Vietnam because it's $18 million with $1,000. The Japanese
$18 million yen.
No, yeah, Vietnamese money, whatever they call it.
What?
Yeah. Dang.
Now, what is the market rate like over there, though? I mean, is living higher?
To be honest with you, I'm gonna tell everybody some game. Y'all really wanna feel like a baller? Go to Vietnam. Look at $1,000 will get you $18 million of over there, and trust me, shit is cheap out there. So you'll live on that $1,000 for about a good 2-3 months out there. For real.
Damn.
But if you want to feel like a baller with bitches on you and all that shit, for only $1,000, go to Vietnam. For real.
Just don't bring nothing
smoke
back.
Weed, smoke weed, do heroin. You can do everything you want out there, man.
Yeah, that is true. Opium, you're going to find everything. Everything wild.
Well, check this out.
But that's where, you know what I'm saying, we got our drug addiction from, though. Your drug addictions came from you know, Vietnam when
Vietnam
they had
War.
Opium. Yeah, opium and heroin. They had all that shit, you know what I'm saying, just to cope with all that old fucking seeing your homeboy ear get blowed off and then his fucking head and then the rest of his body. That's some fucking traumatic shit, and I don't think we is strong enough to cope with that. So, I mean, for real, man, you talking about you out in the middle of a place that you've never been, don't know where the fuck you at. You got shit flying here, flying there. You don't know where to run. Only thing you're going to run to is them drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So you can escape your reality. That's what drugs do, help you escape your reality. Make you think that everything is cool. Think it's all fine. This shit is fucked up. When you stop smoking the weed, when you stop hitting the goddamn everything, and you're in that sober world, oh, man, that's the worst fucking world to be in. Because you see reality for itself. Reality's fucked up. When you put the clouded veil on, it looks better. You know what I'm saying? When you hit a couple of drinks, life looks better. But
sure
when you
does.
Wake up and you got that hangover, oh, man, you are feeling
you
life's
fuck.
Biggest hangover. Hey, today is motherfucking what does Christmas motherfucking mean to me and you. And only thing I can tell people is, you know, is drop all beliefs and believe in yourself. Make your own holidays. I mean, fuck it. Tomorrow is smoker's holiday. We're going to goddamn meet up here and we're going to smoke this bitch down. We do it anyway, but let's make a holiday out of it. Huh?
You can't
we
do
it anyways.
That.
Fuck it.
You
well, let's make a holiday out of it. Why the fuck not? You believe in Christmas, they just pop that shit up, smoke out your ass. I mean, damn. Brother, we come from slavery, bro. We came from the fucking cotton picking field.
What, man? My people were chilling, making a calendar one day when all the motherfuckers came and invade them and slaughtered them. So don't tell me stories
was Christmas on the motherfucking calendars? Was Christmas on them calendars?
No, Christmas was.
Was Thanksgiving, Halloween, any of these paganistic ass celebrations that we call
Halloween was. Halloween is the Day of the Dead. That's where Halloween originally came from.
Oh.
It's the Day of the Dead.
Well, shit, we don't celebrate no motherfucking Day of the Dead. That's called a funeral. Shit, it's called a goddamn funeral. Shit, you know.
Hey, brother. Well, I'm not gonna sit here and argue with you about who's who, but we all stuck in this same boat. And what we
That's
need
real.
To do is motherfucking and overcome and rise above this bullshit that they try to throw in our ears. Don't be bringing this on to your children if you're going to sit here and say it's bullshit. Because a couple of friends of mine a couple of years ago, they were all, yeah, I don't believe in this Christmas stuff and all this and all that. And then they started throwing, you know, the Santa Claus suit on and all that other stuff. I'm like, bro, you're over here saying you don't care, but then you're over here showing your kids that, you know,
they're in the Christian spirit.
My
bad. I meant Christmas.
Shit. I'll tell you right now, there ain't no fat man that's going to be going, you know, to every fucking house in the world. Motherfucker, a fat man is lazy. And I will tell you that for
That's
damn
called the
sure.
government, brother. That is called the government. That is, if you want to believe in Santa Claus, that is called the goddamn government. And he comes into your motherfucking house snatching up everything that he want, regardless. And he ain't got to come through no motherfucking chimney no more. He coming straight through your goddamn front door. And snatching up, it's called liquidation. That's what the fuck the government do. It ain't called gift giving. It's called liquidation.
Check this out. I wanted to find out if Santa Claus was real. My parents were Santa Claus.
That's
and
to
be honest with you, just teach your kids, shit, that Christmas is a time where you get together and give a gift to each other. Don't bring no Santa
Claus. Never bring
Claus
all the other shit into it. Yeah,
Christmas,
man.
You know, make it your own, you know, holiday, like you said.
Man.
You don't got to go by... Oh, you need Santa Claus and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Fuck no. You know what I mean? Shit. Make it your own.
Well, you know, and you know what makes a holiday so fun is when you put creativity in it. You know what's hard to do? You know it's easy to go out and spend $1,000 on somebody. You know what's so mentally challenging? Is to find the best gift you can find for under $10.
Macaroni necklace.
Huh? Find the best gift you can find under $10. Because people get into the competition of, oh, man, I got money, so now I'm going to go and buy all this stuff. Now, Goofy, that's cool that you got the money to go and buy TV. Listen now. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying. It's cool that you got the money to go out and buy gifts for your friends. But then you can't, you know what I'm saying, turn around and be like, oh, well, that's fucked up. I done gave you a fucking flat screen, and all you give me is a macaroni necklace.
Yeah, you know, I don't expect it back. You know what I mean? Because God is blessed.
But
God is
that is a problem with Christmas, though. That is a problem with Christmas. There's a problem right there.
You know, I just do it because, you know, I have a heart, bro. And it's like, you know, even though my friends, you know, something done me some, you know, wrong, nothing too wrong, but I mean, you know. maybe fuck some bitches that I was trying to get at right behind, you know, right in front of my face, you know, stuff like that. But I ain't going to hold it on them. It's like, shit, if I see something they need, boom, I'm going to get it for them. Because that's what they want. And it's fortunate enough to have a friend like that to buy something, you know, that you can't afford. You know, you always wished you could get it, but you can't get it. But, shit, you have a friend like that that just could put his hand out and be like, here, homeboy. Boom, Merry Christmas.
Now, macaroni
it's
necklace.
Love. It's all called love. That's what it is.
It's all I want. It's a motherfucking macaroni necklace.
I'm gonna send you a cross blunt.
Yeah, I've been waiting on that shit since nigga.
So I've been waiting for an address to send it to.
What the hell ever, man? Jesus done came and gone. I still ain't got my cross blunt. What kind of shit is that? Lord smoking on my shit, nigga.
I'm telling you, Smelly, I'm going to get a shipment on Thursday or Friday, and then I'm going to send you that cross blunt with some pictures of Boo News.
Hey, believe you me, you can damn soon send it straight through the mail because our goddamn postal service is just as ragged as the fucking airline service. Shit. Man, please, talking about Homeland Security. Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine
if you look
that.
If you look at security, and I mean top flight security of the world, Craig, yeah, that's our Homeland Security. Same flashlight cop motherfuckers walking around and shit. Yeah, that's your Homeland Security. Old
is
motherfuckers.
Any of us truly secured? That's the question.
No, how can you secure and open source? The United States is an open source. You
just
can fly
like
in this bitch openly. You can ride a horse in this bitch openly. You can drive in this bitch openly. You can take a boat into this bitch openly. This is an open source. We the only motherfucking place really that's an open source. You got to fly to goddamn China and all these other kind of places. Ain't no driving no car to China. Ain't no motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? You have to fly, but you can get to a certain point right outside the United States, and then you can drive every four fucking where else. Once you get to this bitch, you can reach any destination. This is an open source. Any state, anywhere else you can drive to, except for fucking Hawaii, but then you can take a boat across the goddamn water, and you're there. We are open source. Everybody else is closed. They borders closed like a bitch to us. They don't welcome Americans into no damn China. They don't welcome Americans into North Korea, South Korea. They don't welcome motherfuckers over there, man, because they don't want your goddamn Americanized ways. Just like taking your ass to Saudi Arabia, they ain't finna welcome your ass over there. You can come over there and live, but you damn sure finna you finna become our culture. You finna learn our motherfucking language, and you finna live by our motherfucking laws. And if you don't like it, get your American ass back to America.
Exactly. They don't welcome us.
But we don't do the same here. We don't say, when you motherfuckers come here, y'all got to learn some English just to be able to communicate with everybody here that speaks English. It's cool, you know what I'm saying, to keep your native tongue. You have to do that. But at the same time, you still have to adapt to your surroundings.
That's
how you going to stay the whole fucking time? You do a year tour in China, and you don't even learn how to say hello and goodbye. What was the point of you being there?
You
know what I'm saying?
What did you do there?
Because you damn sure didn't interact with the culture. You can't even say what's up.
The
you
fuck
know what
are you
man?
Doing? Throwing stones in the water? What the fuck?
Drinking sake and shit. Nigga was socked up for the whole year and shit. I was on that sake. The sake had me socked up.
Oh, man.
All right. Hey, listen, beautiful people. I got to get the fuck off the phone. I gave him some blunts, man. Nigga gave him some good pressure last night. And I was so drunk, I didn't even realize that I had weed. I got weed and shit. So, yeah. I gotta give him some blunts and smoke something.
Hey, shout out to Coco's Lounge. And
yeah,
doing
it real big, man. We hold it down. Hey, don't forget, Ashwood, this Friday is going to be the featured indie artist this Friday.
Yes,
you
sir.
And don't forget the Blog Talk Radio Christmas Party on December 23rd, 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 7 in the Central, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. Provided by 186.1 Deuce, the Worldwide Radio Show.
Yeah, and come back for the, I don't know, fuck it, just gift-giving party, because I ain't got no name for my shit. Fuck that.
Well, come and check us out at the Poetry Show. We'll be up at Cafe Keeley and Temple Terrace as we lit with Q Phrase and Naj doing poetry in the conscious culture. Come out and get some of the words. That's on Saturday, at Cafe Keeley from 7 until 10 p.m.
Oh, wait. Yeah, hey, that's something hot to check out too, Ash. You know what I'm saying? That Cafe Keeley, that's a hot little spot. Yeah, that's a hot little spot. Yeah, I'm gonna send you some of his cuts too. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why I've been sent you something.
Yeah, I bump Ashwood on the show. You know,
I did send you something.
You gotta shake it all about.
Hey, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You gotta give me that number again to his show. You gotta give me that number to his show.
That's what it's all about.
What? Oh, hit him up with your number, Goof. Hit him up with both show numbers.
Okay. We got one show. We got the morning show, which is 347-324-5265. It comes on at 2 p.m. your time. And then the night show, which is at 12 a.m. on the East Coast, it's 646-595-4136. And that's Monday through Friday starting the 28th.
Oh, okay, starting the 28th?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, man, trying to get this network, get this music out there.
Shout out to Ashwood, man.
Yep. Appreciate We Lit. Hey, if you're looking for some nonprofit organizational help, or you know what I'm saying, got some something going on in the community, you need a nonprofit to be involved in it. You need to holler at We Lit. You can check him out at www.welit.net, correct?
We-lit.net.
We-lit, yeah, because the internet be all funny and shit, so got to be politically correct. We-lit.net. And check them out. Yeah, also myspace.com, Professor Weed. What else we got? I don't know, a million links out there. But and then y'all, January 1st, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to have an official website up. The official WDGRadioTV.com, you know what I'm saying, website. If anybody want a free website plus free hosting, and I ain't talking about going to no motherfucking host daddy and all the other kind of shit, you need to go to officelive.com, and you can get you a free setup your own. If you need the example, look up my shit. You know what I'm saying? Because my shit is still in the workings. But, you know, Goofy already seen it. You know what I'm saying? You already gave me some compliments on it. Appreciate it. Still working on it. But my whole thing about the website is to make it one central location for everybody's shit. So when you come to this motherfucker, you're going to be able to catch Goofy's show. You're going to be able to catch We Lit. You're going to catch Ashwood, you know what I'm saying, his videos, shows, and all that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? The website is going to have everybody that I fuck with. It's going to be on this one page. You ain't even got to worry about building your own website.
Hey, brother,
you're going to have your own
shit. Email, because I got to get going real quick.
Yeah. Oh, I got you. I'm going to send the link back.
Okay.
Send
all right, everybody. Y'all have a good day. Much
that's real.
From California.
And Jose. That's real.
What's
up?
Meet everybody.
Hey, I need to hook up with y'all. I need to get this damn lollipops rolling, man. Bitches keep fucking bothering me with this shit. Where the lollipops at, man? We ain't gonna bring lollipops back. Motherfucker told me, man, I almost quit smoking weed because of them lollipops. I'm like, damn.
That's the point.
That's some powerful shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. But it's all still just mental mind manipulation anyways.
You got it.
Shit. I mean, you really think that you need that goddamn weed? Hell fuck no. Nah.
Nope.
So, you know, them lollipops put me in the world, though. I had to watch myself. Them motherfuckers, man. Fucking whirly pops, bitch, put you in a goddamn world.
All right, give us
high
a call.
World. Yeah. I got to swing on out there, man.
All right.
Clear my face up. Yeah, and for the January 1st people, clear up your debts. Don't make that no New Year's resolution. Just make that a do. Just a do. That's what I'm doing, man. I'm coming straight, y'all. I'm really January 1st. I want to have the majority of these motherfucking debts, you know, clear. So you go into this new year, you know what I'm saying, you go in with a mental freedom. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I still owe bitches from last year and 7 years ago and all that fuck shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't never really have a true fresh start until you get rid of, you know what I'm saying, your jet lag, all the shit you keep dragging around. You know, take them dirty drawers off, wash your ass. Damn. You know, sometimes being a dirty nigga in the group is not the coolest thing.
No.
Sometimes you got to clean up. So do that. All right, people. Much love to you. Thursday. What's tomorrow? Thursday.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the hell the show going to be about. It's going to be something educational, something entertaining. You know what I'm saying?
Always
come through and check it out. No. Yeah. That's real. Big ups. We lit. Q. Phrase. And Miss Nosh. Q and Nosh Phrase. And I said it wrong. Backwards.
Right.
Said it right. Fuck it. We lit. Miss No Sleep Entertainment. Regular Game Entertainment. DJ Party Time. Miss John New. You know what I'm saying? Steady J, Goofy Bone, you know, everybody out there riding with the Trilateral Commission, Wrecking the Game Radio, and all the affiliates. Much love, peace, and remember, stay stressed, stay blessed and unstressed. Yeah, because a lot of y'all be capitalizing on staying stressed, boy. So stay blessed and unstressed, people, and I'll let you on the flip side. Peace.
We love you so much.
There you
go. All right, awarded.
Yeah. Love y'all, man. Peace out.
All right, that was easy.
Yeah.